What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're getting a follow-up story about this security guard who basically bailed on a whole bunch of interviews, including one on Fox News that was very heavily promoted. And Fox is now very upset. This guy is nowhere to be found. And now Fox News is starting to admit there are some inconsistencies in that official story. So this one is really falling apart. And for Fox News to be reporting on that, I'm going to have to take back some of the bad things I said about them. Not all of them, but most. Getting on back to Europe and immigration, as you know, Angela Merkel, in order to form her new coalition government following the very poor showing in the German elections, she's done this 180 U-turn and is now saying that it's okay for Germany to control where the migrants are going to be inside Germany. And it's just been announced migrants coming to Germany will not be allowed to settle in the city of Salzgitter, Lower Saxony, and they're probably going to add others to the list because of all these problems they've had with the rapes and the assaults and the crime and everything else that's going on out there. I saw a story, in fact, it's up at the website, where apparently in Britain, this young lady literally got sexually assaulted three times by three separate men. They caught the perpetrators on security cameras. So it's amazing. It's amazing. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, I seem to have a bad cable here today. As I mentioned at the top of the show, the origin of Friday the 13th is King Philip the Fair's pogrom, if you will, against the Knights Templar. And so there's this interesting little story, and this is out of madnesshub.com. And apparently, over in Great Britain, there was this lady that was making a business selling coffee mugs. And she had gotten into trouble before because she makes coffee mugs for reenactors. And sometimes the mugs have symbols on them that are a little bit questionable. But they let her off with a warrant. Now she's been completely banned because she was selling coffee mugs with the emblems of the Knights Templar on them. And she was told she was banned because the Knights Templar are offensive to Muslims. Well, in this day and age, anything that you do is going to be offensive to somebody. When I'm talking on this show, there are people out there who are very offended by some of the things I say. Be offended. I don't care. But here is the problem and the hypocrisy. They're going to whoop on this 56-year-old woman over the Knights Templar coffee mugs, because the Knights Templar, they were there killing the Muslims over there in the Holy Lands. Actually, they were digging underneath the Temple Mount, but that's a side issue. Here's the point. The Knights Templar were working for the church, which declared the crusade. Why aren't they moving to ban crucifixes and the regalia of the Catholic Church if it's offensive to Muslims? Because the Knights Templar, there weren't that many of them compared to the regular soldiers who went on over there to slaughter the Saracens in exchange for an expiation of their sins. Okay, let's see. We have a couple of calls on the line. James in St. Thomas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This is Pat Carfield. I've been speaking to you for a while.
Well, it sounds like we've got kind of a flaky phone connection, probably the aftermath of the hurricane.
Yeah, oh my God, that hurricane was terrible. The next day when we got up, there was nothing.
Can you put your mouth a little closer to the mouthpiece and see if we can get a clearer signal? boy, I'm having a real hard time.
I'll call you back. I'm going to try to get a better connection.
All right. Thank you very much, and we'll wait for that call. It's going to switch over to Don in Iowa. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, yeah, this, you're right about this the story falling apart on the Las Vegas. It's like the mainstream media, they're trying to say, hey, we want to go along with what the official story is, but you're not. There is no official story, right? What can they do? They can't go along with. They don't know what the hell they're supposed to say. They know they're not going to tell the truth, but they don't know what to do next.
Well, the official story keeps changing all the time, and you've got you know, all these people who were down there on the ground who were there saying that they were being shot at from multiple directions. Apparently, Mike Adams did an acoustical analysis that said there were multiple shooting locations. There are some people who think that the Sky Towers next to the venue was the location of one of the shooters. The fact that the FBI confiscated all the cell phones and devices of everybody at the concert and then erased all the emails and videos and pictures before giving them back, that's really got a lot of people wondering what the heck is going on here.
Oh, I didn't know the FBI did all that.
Yeah, they did. That came out earlier in the week.
Yeah, you can hear, even if you just listen to the tape, the audio tape, you can clearly hear there's two totally different guns going off at the same time, and they're probably both automatic fire, too.
But, well, they maybe have been automatic. They may have been bump stock. It's almost irrelevant. But to me, the fact that there were two windows broken out on the 32nd floor tells us there was a second shooter. It doesn't make sense that Paddock would have two windows broken out in two different rooms and be running back and forth. Once he started shooting, he'd just keep on shooting. He didn't need that second window. Somebody else did.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like I said, the mainstream news outlets, they don't know what the hell to say. I mean, even at least on Sandy Hook, they had one story and they kind of stuck to it, and they're still kind of sticking to it, even though a lot of people don't believe it. And the same thing with a lot of other things that went on. But here, they just, I mean, they can't possibly, they can't hold up.
Yeah, they don't know what they're supposed to say. They'll come out and commit to a story, and then all of a sudden, the security guard is a good example. I mean, originally they said that he was shot through the door by Stephen Paddock, you know, following the shooting. And then they had to change that and say that he was actually shot several minutes before the mass shooting into the crowd, which raises the question of why hotel security wasn't alerted to this. Again, we have the gentleman from Australia who was in the room next door saying the police accidentally shot this security guard. So, I mean, it's just all over the place. And we've had so many of these. Again, the safe, wise, prudent assumption is this is another government fake. The burden of proof is on the government.
I guess we'll just have to wait for in a little while, hopefully. You know, but I wonder about this whole Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How did this come up all of a sudden? Maybe this was just a diversion from the, so they wouldn't have to face the Las Vegas news.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, if they did, it's spreading completely out of control. Apparently, Oliver Stone is the latest person to be accused of sexual misbehavior. This really is going to cause a huge ripple effect. And, yes, it's going to damage the industry. And, again, the fault is not with those of us who are reporting on the stories. The fault is with those who actually behave this way. And so that's where we
anyway,
are on
the,
that.
On the,
but we're not
Las
giving
Vegas
up
thing,
on
we're
the
just,
Vegas.
We're just going to have to wait. It'll probably be a month before some kind of something happens that's believable. We can figure out what happened. I'll talk to you later, Mike. Bye.
All right, you got it here. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Las Vegas is over. It was a government fake. If somebody has proof to the contrary, fine. I'm willing to look at it and give it due consideration. But at this point, that chapter is closed. Another false flag, gun grabber stunt here. Apparently, well, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And apparently James in St. Thomas is back on the line. James, are you there? James, are you on the line? Okay. I hear you. Sounds a lot better, a lot more clear.
Yeah, I had to get rid of the AT&T phone I'm using the Sprint. So after the hurricane, I went and I got 5 phones. And luckily, I was able to get your show. I felt totally out of touch, not being able to hear Michael Rivero on a daily basis. So anyway, I survived 2 Category 5 hurricanes. These hurricanes had at least 185 to 200 miles wind per hour.
Yes.
So the day after the first one, which was Irma, when you were able to come outside, Mike, you didn't want to see your surrounding. Everything was down. People were homeless. Telephone
yes.
lines was down. Poles was down. Trees that was 500 years old were twisted up like a piece of paper. You know, this hurricane, unlike any other hurricane, did not leave any water on the ground. No grass, no leaves on the trees, nothing. So the island is still brown. Look like it wants to make a comeback. But this was not a hurricane that was ordained by God. This one had to be a man-made one. So I hope I don't do this ever. This thing was dangerous. I had to go in the system to get away with this from this thing and hope that the water level did not rise too much and drown me in the thing. You understand?
Well, I'm glad you survived. You know, you and I are going to disagree on just the origin of the hurricane, but, you know, there are monster hurricanes throughout history, and I've been through 2 hurricanes myself, including the eye. They weren't Category 5, but it was still pretty intense.
Yeah. This thing even took the paint off the building, broke up steel and concrete buildings, you know? It did the impossible. And you see big bulldozers up in trees. And boats and stuff like that packed up perfectly in a parking lot thousands of feet away from the ocean. So,
is any assistance
luckily,
getting into you? Is any assistance or aid getting to you?
They have the FEMA people doing a good job. You have a lot of U.S. Marines. You have soldiers helping out. So they've been doing an excellent job with the security. And, you know, thank the President Trump for, you know, giving us the fullest assistance of the U.S. government, and he came here, he met with the governor, and, you know, reassured him that they are there 100% to, you know, make sure that the islands get back on their feet. So we are very thankful to the United States of America for being not only the greatest country on the planet of the earth, but for, you know, who stand up for the citizens and does what it does best. There are other islands around here that got devastated, and they ain't getting no help from nobody, not even Britain and all those other things. So, you know, we have to be thankful for America and, you know, the great country that it is and looking out for its citizens. And, of course, you know, for a good person like you, Mike, for keeping the airwaves open and talking the truth and making people, you know, realize that information is the key. So when I get a chance, when everything gets back up, I'm going to make sure I make a donation to Republic Broadcasting Station, okay, in your name.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate that. And I know it's going to be a long, long process to rebuild, but I'm sure you're going to be able to do it. You know, the plant life will come back, and, you know, a few years down the road, it'll be a dark memory, but it will be just a memory, like the people who survived in Hurricane Katrina. So, James, thank you very much for the phone call. Thank you for the information
Mike.
That you've given us. Thank you for the kind words, and we're going to let you go here and switch over to Craig in Louisiana. Aloha, Craig. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. The security guard with Las Vegas, named Scott Bensack, he has somebody he knows at the hotel, and they sent him a screenshot of Jesus Campos' employment records, and he was just been employed just recently, you know, like within the last month, and the person that put him in the system was the CEO of the company, and the CEO also dumped 85% of his stock week within like the last 3 weeks before the shooting, and he did some one week, some the next, and then following the last week. But anyway, and not only him, some other high officers in the company all dumped the stock right before the shooting. And
you're talking about the security company or the hotel? Because we know that the hotel owners were dumping a lot of stock.
Mandalay Bay. Yeah. I think his name is Murray, something like that. But he was the one that actually put the guy in the system. And you can look this guy up. His name's Scott Binsack, B-I-N-S-A-C-K, on the internet and on YouTube. And he has pictures of everything. I mean, the records, pretty convincing.
Well, here's the interesting aspect of this. Okay, in Nevada, it is a state law that anybody working as a security guard, whether armed or unarmed, must be registered with the state of Nevada, and this Jesus apparently wasn't. So there's another question mark hanging over this situation. Just wild idea, you know, was he one of the perpetrators, and he got accidentally shot, like the Australian gentleman said, and couldn't get out?
Well, that's what that's kind of leaning is that he's actually the hitman that took out Paddock and, you know, brought up all the stuff in the service elevator and actually, you know, presented the room to look like it. That's just one of the ideas floating around out there, I heard. But, you know, but because he's a mystery. He's a ghost guy. Because he's not
well,
a
security guard. Well, he sure is now.
Cool.
I mean, he sure is now. He was set up for all these media interviews, and now nobody can find him. He's just disappeared.
Right.
Okay.
He probably found out that they had found he'd been outed, and he probably found out that and took off. And
or maybe the people he was really working for got really, really nervous about him being on TV and decided that they needed to sort of contain that. Maybe with his interviews, he was now a live liability, and live liabilities don't stay live very, very long. Craig, we're going to let you go here. We're getting close to a commercial break, and we're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, you know, the one thing I got a problem with the not kneeling or kneeling for the flag is, you know, people need to remember this is a double-edged sword because they'll use this to, you know, like they put the yellow ribbons on the trees in Iraq, and, you know, if you question, you know, you're not patriotic or, you know, you're against the troops. So you got to be very careful, you know, when it comes to, you know, just bending over for Uncle Sam in general. You know what I mean?
Well, I understand that, but you see, to me, the flag is a symbol of our entire country, including 300 plus million American citizens. And I stand for the anthem. I'll face the flag, not because I'm supporting the U.S. government, but because I hold a vision in my mind that the United States will one day become or return to the nation that I knew as a child. And so I definitely disagree. When those football players are disrespecting the flag, they're disrespecting all of us. And the issue is now dying down. The NFL is now basically taking a hard line. Apparently, one of the NFL owners is now being sued over this whole thing. So it's really turned into an ugly, ugly situation. And I think probably a lot of people are going to be very happy if it just goes away. And so will I. It's run its course.
Yeah, I'm for standing for the flag. I mean, it's a disrespectful thing, but I'm just saying there is elements in our, you know, in our government that use that, like during, you know, when they roll out the big flag on the football field and they bring out militarism. You know what I mean? That there's elements in there that will put you down if you don't follow their agenda. You know what I mean?
I agree with that. And by the way, holding that flag flat is not proper flag etiquette. There's the irony in all of that situation. Dustin, we're going to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our
party. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, we have noted there has been a major, almost seismic shift in education in this country going over the last several years. We certainly know down in the lower grades, Common Core has really raised a generation of people who are being taught to simply respect authority, memorize what they're told, and repeat it. They're not being taught how to think, certainly not how to think critically, analyze. They're not taught logic. But apparently in the higher education, colleges and universities, they're being taken over by the radical left. And we're seeing the professors at these universities encouraging Antifa violence and would-be communist revolutionaries. And it's outrageous. And it's all the more insulting when you realize the kids in these classes, for the most part, they've had to take out student loans. And they're there to get an education, not an indoctrination. I'll give you a few examples. There was an instructor at Clemson University, and apparently was outed by College Reform for volunteering his graphic design skills to help a local Antifa chapter that openly promoted violence on campus. There was that other professor we talked about, I think it was last week, saying that, you know, violence in service to the promotion of progressive causes is perfectly acceptable. And do you realize how anti-democratic this all is? What they're basically saying is, if the voters won't go along with what we want, then we'll just achieve it through violence. And another notable member of Clemson, Assistant Professor Bart Kniezenberg, basically wrote a Facebook post, all Republicans are racist scum. Now, when I was an adjunct professor, I was never a full professor. When I was an adjunct professor at the University of Hawaii, there was a strict code of conduct and behavior. And because those kids in my class were there to learn computer animation and visual effects, that's all I ever talked about. Because that's what those kids were there for. That's what they were paying for. When you get up there and you start promoting violence and trying to recruit these kids into your agenda, you're cheating them. You're shortchanging them. Apparently, Professor Drexel University was put on leave after blaming the Las Vegas massacre on the white patriarchy. George, let me see if I can say this correctly, Chicharillo Maher. It basically posted all these tweets saying it was all the fault of white supremacy. Now, this is the same professor who last December tweeted his desire for the deaths of white people. That was basically it, where he wants all the white people to be gone. And it sounds to me like this guy is the racist. And it's see, all I want for Christmas is white genocide. Director of First Peoples Multicultural Advising Services at Evergreen University, Rashida Love, demanded a day without white people at the Oregon Institution. So you tell me who the real racists are. It's the radical left that are out there saying that this should be done because they're white. This should be done because they're white. When did white people become an acceptable target for this kind of activism? It is disgusting. I absolutely do not agree with it. I would never allow a child of mine to go to a university or a college where this kind of stuff was being fed them. That violence is good, that this or that race is bad and ought to be killed. It's a very dangerous precedent. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go right back to the telephones. Craig in Seattle. Aloha, Craig. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. I'm wondering if you could touch base on Charlotte Iserby, who warned us years ago about this. Refresh everybody's mind about this, because it was some time that's passed that she warned us that Reagan signed treaties to bring the Soviet-style schooling to the American education system. Is this true? And then she was fired by the Reagan administration for blowing the whistle?
I am not really familiar with Charlotte or her story. This being back again during the Reagan years, but the idea of controlling the education system to control the minds of the people goes way, way back. I mean, modern education goes all the way back to what's called the Prussian model. And prior to that, basically, children were raised by the parents. They were apprenticed out to learn a skill. And Prussia decided they were going to have a public school system in order to train the kids and raise the kids to be loyal to the state, to be useful to the state. Here in the United States of America, Andrew Carnegie, one of the so-called benevolent institutions he founded, was the Carnegie Education Institute. And their agenda was that the public should not be taught anything more than they needed to do their jobs and fill out paperwork. and anything more was just going to confuse them. You used to see the same mindset in the antebellum plantation owners, where they said, you know, slaves ought not to be taught to read or write. It'll just fill their head with all kinds of troublesome thoughts. So it's been an ongoing, continuous process, and it sort of culminated with Common Core, where the education system isn't really about education. It's about indoctrination. And, yes, it was going on when I was a kid. I remember how we were brainwashed into hating the Soviet Union and just being afraid of them. They were going to do all these terrible things, none of which ever actually happened. And I remember the first time I actually met somebody from the Soviet Union, wow, this is a nice person. Didn't try and rip my head off, you know, didn't try and indoctrinate me. You know, we were talking about computer animation, in fact. It's always been that process, and local control of the curriculum has been a political hot potato for a lot of years. When the Black Panthers first started, before they were militantized by the FBI, their original agenda was guaranteed breakfasts for the ghetto children so that they would go to school, you know, with everything they needed for their brains to work properly, and local control of the curriculum. Because communities know best what the children should be learning in order to serve that community. And so that's always been a huge, huge fight, because the federal control of the curriculum means you have kids who are living in farming country who are having to learn about farming outside the school. Are you still there?
Okay. No, I am. I think I didn't want to be rude and pop in there. And always, as all your other callers, they just love your show, and you're just loaded with information. I'm wondering if you knew about it, and I've heard it before. And I know she was actually fired for it, for blowing the whistle, evidently, and she had warned us in her last interview. She's quite older now. I think she's still around. She's in her 90s, late 80s, early 90s, and saying, warning about Common Core and all these, you know, areas of small schooling, private schooling coming up, as you can see, popping up all over the place. It's interesting.
Well, definitely, we're definitely seeing, you know, going on back to this article about all these professors, very clearly they're pushing a communistic agenda onto those college kids, and an agenda of achieving, their goals with violence. They're literally sowing the seeds of a communist revolution in this country. And so, again, they're cheating the kids, because that's not what the kids took out these student loans to be taught.
Absolutely. I've seen that here in Seattle. It's amazing. And it's such a small little, they call it a city. It's a town with a couple of big buildings and a bunch of small mines running it. It's amazing.
So. Yeah, and some of the worst traffic in the United States. I remember trying to get around Seattle was very frustrating when we lived there. Anyway, listen, Craig, we're going to let you. What?
No, that's okay. No, that's fine. I was going to make a comment about North Bend, but that's fine. That's where I used to live. It takes a long time to get out there, even longer now.
I loved North Bend. I really did.
So
wonderful people. Wonderful people.
Absolutely.
Oh,
good farming people.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And the other day, somebody called into the radio show. We were talking about Val Kilmer, and I'm a big fan of Thunderheart, which I think was his best film. And they said, well, you know, where did he get to? And so I did a little digging, and it turned out that he suffered and beat a serious throat cancer. And if you go to the Internet Movie Database, he's back at work. So he's going to be seen again, and good for Val. I hope he does well. Now then, getting on to the right to keep and bear arms. And, of course, the gun grabbers are out there saying we've got to ban the bump stocks. And immediately there's all these videos surfacing all over YouTube showing how you can rapid fire a semi-auto without a bump stock with simple little improvised devices, strings, metal rings, rubber bands. So, again, it's a pointless law. We've got to do something to stop another Las Vegas. But even Dianne Feinstein is saying gun laws wouldn't have stopped what happened in Las Vegas. Now, whether she means that's because criminals don't pay attention to the gun laws, or because she knows it's a false flag and the people doing false flags don't obey the gun laws. But apparently over in Detroit, there's been another case where there was an attempted robbery, and the intended victim pulled out his concealed carry gun, and the incident was caught on high-definition surveillance video. And apparently Sanchez Quinn attempted to rob two men at gunpoint outside a supermarket, and what Quinn didn't know was one of them had a concealed gun, who took down Quinn, shooting him multiple times. And here's a reality that everybody needs to understand. At the moment a crime is being committed, there are only two parties present, the perpetrator and the victim. The police are not there. The police are never there when the crime is actually being committed. They'll show up afterwards in their nice little uniforms and their cars and, you know, strut around like they're relevant to what's gone down. But if you really want to stop crime, you allow law-abiding citizens to be armed. And everywhere that law-abiding citizens are allowed to be armed, crime does go down. There is a town in Georgia, Kennewick. And several years ago, they passed an ordinance in the town saying every home had to have a gun. And crime dropped by 80%. Meanwhile, over in Baltimore, which has very strict gun control, they've now surpassed New York and Chicago as the murder capital of the United States with 278 homicides. Now, when the gun grabbers started talking about banning bump stocks, the NRA initially came on out and said, yeah, we might be okay with it. But apparently they faced a huge backlash from their members, including threats of ending support. And so now the NRA has retracted and said the right to keep and bear arms is absolute. And if you go back to the United States versus Mitchell case, the judges ruled the Second Amendment reserves to the American people the same weapons carried by the uniformed services. Now, common sense has to tell you that law-abiding citizens should be allowed to have weapons that are equal, if not superior, to those in the hands of the criminals. And don't forget, the criminals are getting military-style weapons from the United States government through the Fast and Furious program. And many of them have come back into the United States of America from the Mexican cartels, and they've been used to kill Americans. Now, here's a very bizarre story, and again, it shows the leftist mindset. And basically, it all started where there was a student at this university in Madison, Wisconsin, who said a campus rape could have been prevented by concealed carry. And protesters just came on out and just said, that's ridiculous. You can't allow people to carry guns. See, to a gun grabber, to a liberal, a woman lying raped and strangled with her own pantyhose in an alley is somehow superior and preferable to that same woman telling the cops how her attacker got shot. That's their thinking. They don't care if people are going to be killed, robbed, raped, as long as they get the guns. Because guns are bad. The guns are bad. We got to get rid of the guns. Well, if guns are so bad, why are we sending so many of them to Israel or the Mexican drug cartels? It's not guns are bad. It's guns in the hands of the law-abiding Americans are bad, because the reason for that Second Amendment is to arm the American people to deter abusive government. Nobody wants a revolution or a civil war in this country. The Second Amendment is all about giving the government a reason to stay within its constitutional boundaries. And the very best use of a gun is when you don't have to pull that trigger. And I've been through that experience myself, where I used a firearm to chase a crook out of my home. And I was very lucky I didn't have to pull the trigger. And by the way, I did call the police to report, and the cops never showed up. They're not interested on reporting when law-abiding citizens defend their homes and property and lives with a legally owned firearm. They don't want that statistic to get on out, but it got out anyway. Every year in the United States, over 1.5 million crimes are thwarted by citizens with legally owned firearms. That's the reality. The cops can't compete. That's what they're scared of. If you have an armed population, then there's no reason for the police to be around. Because as I said before, they're not going to be there when the crime's committed. And they're not very good at actually finding criminals. Basically, if you go into a part of your town where you're not known and you hold up a convenience store, you've got less than a 1 in 30 chance of ever being talked to by the police. That's the current statistic. It's amazing here. Now then, let's talk a little bit about computers. The other day, a lot of people had raised eyebrows over the Internal Revenue Service awarding a no-bid contract for $7.2 million to Equifax to verify the identities of taxpayers. And everybody said, how can you go to Equifax with all of these ongoing breaches? And as you know, the Equifax website actually got hacked earlier this week and was directing people to a phony flash update site. And first of all, flash is going away. You shouldn't be using it. You shouldn't update it. It's a horrible security hole. But apparently the IRS has now suspended that deal, thinking that maybe Equifax isn't really a trustworthy, reliable company. Now, getting on back to our caller from St. Thomas, apparently the FBI is starting to investigate the mishandling of FEMA supplies down in Puerto Rico. And they're looking at this issue of corrupt local officials withholding or mishandling crucial supplies, possibly selling them on the black market. You know, politicians, that's how politicians think. Goes with the job. This story really bothered me. It's over at 12160. And apparently there is a push for a change in the law in Great Britain that will lower the age of consent to 12 years old. Why? What are they thinking over there? That they're going to do that? Is the whole country turning into Jimmy Savile clones? All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Nico in Southern California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. So called to talk about the Boy Scouts with bringing on girls. Although
yes.
I did hear an interesting thing from Stefan Molyneux regarding the Second Amendment.
Yes.
He said that, you know, if you want to be anti-gun, you're not anti-gun. Because if you want to come and take all the guns, then it's going to require police with guns to come and take all of those guns. Therefore, you are for guns, and you're for a centralization of guns. And, you know, you're for centralization of guns to the government, who are oh so pure. So,
yeah.
An interesting argument there.
Okay. I think this idea with the Boy Scouts, it's politically correct. But like I said, the first pregnancy that happens, the whole thing's going to blow up in their face.
Well, there's that incident, and I think people are aware of that. I'm an Eagle Scout. My father's
okay.
an Eagle Scout. I was in the Boy Scouts for many years. I know there are some things that have happened. Never heard of anything.
Okay, you're fading in and out. Can you talk a little closer to the microphone, please? Hello?
Certainly, I can. Yes. So let me fix
okay.
my phone here.
So okay.
Take 1 second.
All right.
Okay,
well, while you're working on the phone,
Mike, how's that?
That's much better. Before you continue, though, somebody called on in to correct me. It's Kennesaw, Georgia, where they had the ordinance saying you had to have a gun. Kennewick is up in Washington, but, you know, Ken here, Ken there, so forth and so on. All right, Nico, please continue.
Yes, more to the point. I'll make this brief. I don't mean to take so much time. So basically the point is, aside from any incidents happening, I think it's very important for young men to have an all-male structured environment. You know, I benefited greatly I actually work in an all-male environment, and I have a team under me, and, you know, I work in construction management, and I can tell you that the skills that I gained in Boy Scouts with an all-male environment has made me able to kind of lead a bunch of, you know, very manly men doing manly things. And I think that if you're going to have women around, it's going to distract people in the hormonal phase. You can't treat women like you treat men, you know, and I think that this idea that, you know, we're all the same is just bunk. And I'm sorry, but that's just my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, I'm agreeing with you. I think it's a huge mistake, if for no other consideration, that, you know, boys and girls at that age, the hormones are raging out of control. This is a disaster waiting to happen. Nico, we're going to let you go. Take a break for commercials. Back after just a few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently they've had yet another press conference in Las Vegas, at which they said an infinite deal of nothing and said it very well. But 2 points are interesting. Apparently, Sheriff Lombardo was looking very shaken and on the defensive. And he's telling reporters he's not trying to be subversive in these previous statements he made. Apparently, he's being challenged on the constantly changing story. The other significant development is that as of this press conference, only reporters from the recognized corporate media are being allowed in. Reporters from the independent media are now being blocked. So you think about that one for a little bit. Now, you remember that story about how this Michigan mother went to jail after refusing to comply with a court order to vaccinate her 9-year-old son. Well, apparently the court has now basically taken away primary custody of the boy. They'd been through a divorce. She had primary custody. Now it's joint custody with the child's father, which means now they'll be going after the father to get that needle stuck in the kid's arm because it's money. It's more money. We can't let anybody doubt the vaccinations. Now, if you've seen any movies about the Middle Ages, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, you know about the plague. The pneumonic plague killed at least 50 million people in the Middle Ages. They're not really sure. And everyone thinks it's something from the medieval period. It's back. There's a major outbreak of it now in Madagascar. There was one documented case here in the United States of America brought in by a refugee. And so once again, we have this complete disregard for human health and safety in furtherance of a particular agenda. More bad news for Tesla. They're having to recall 11,000 Model X SUVs for an issue with the back seat, where they might not properly lock into place, which means when the brakes get hit, the seats fly forward. And where were the engineers on this one? I mean, some of the more complex parts of the car and the battery, the new high-tech stuff, yeah, maybe. But a seat lock is something that's been around for so long. How can you not do the right job on that one? Interesting little story here. This one's coming out of principiascientific.org. Scientists are continuing to discover more and more underwater volcanoes. And apparently they've discovered another 1,100 previously unmapped underwater volcanoes off the coast of Easter Island. And they are huge. They're like 1.5 miles above the seafloor. That is a big volcano. And they're pumping huge amounts of red-hot basalt, 2,200 degrees, into the water. It's not humans who are warming the oceans. It's geothermal. We'll be right back after station identification with the lovely Lady Claire.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.